Good morning, class. I really enjoyed seeing how quietly all of you walked to the carpet with your reading log and pencils ready to begin. Yesterday, you might remember that we talked a little about how many parts make up a story. Who can remind the class how many parts make up a story? Mary, can you please remind us?
Three?
Yes, good job, which is the beginning, the middle, and the end. And can anyone tell us, what do we see in a beginning?
The characters and the setting?
Good job, Nancy, yes. Remember to look for characters being introduced, a setting, and maybe the author starting to present a problem. What about in the middle of a story?
Lots of problems?
Awesome, yes. We might see many problems or obstacles that the character has to go through before solving its problem. And in the end, what do y'all think we see in the end?
The problem is solved.
Yes, we see if the problem is solved and if the character's struggles were successful. Good information. Let me remind you that if you turn around, you can see that I wrote an example of the beginning, middle, and end, and the definition in case you forget while I'm reading the story. Okay, class. So at this moment, I want all of you to put your thinking caps on because I'm going to read to you a book called Where the Wild Things Are. And I want you all to tell me in your journal what you think is happening in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end of the story. And remember that in your reading log, you can draw or write it as best as you can, whichever you feel more comfortable with. I will not take off points for spelling, because I want to see if you understand what a beginning, middle, and end is. Well, let's get started. Where the Wild Things Are, Story and Pictures by Marie Sendak. The night Max wore his wolf suit and made mischief of one kind and another, his mother called him Wild Thing. And Max said, "I'll eat you up." So he was sent to bed without eating anything. That very night in Max's room, a forest grew and grew and grew until his ceiling hung with vines and the walls became the world all around. And an ocean tumbled by with a private boat for Max, and he sailed off through night and day. And in and out of weeks, and almost over a year, to where the wild things are. And when he came to the place where the wild things are, they roared their terrible roars, and gnashed their terrible teeth, and rolled their terrible eyes, and showed their terrible claws. Till Max said, "Be still," and tamed them with the magic tricks of staring into all their yellow eyes without blinking once. And they were frightened and called him the most wild thing of all, and made him king of all wild things. "And now," cried Max, "let the wild rumpus start." "Now stop," Max said, and sent the wild things off to bed without their supper. And Max, the king of all wild things, was lonely and wanted to be where someone loved him best of all. Then all around, from far away, across the world, he smelled good things to eat. So he gave up being king of where the wild things are. But the wild things cried, "Oh, please don't go. We'll eat you up. We love you so." And Max said, "No." The wild things roared their terrible roars and gnashed their terrible teeth and rolled their terrible eyes and showed their terrible claws, but Max stepped into his private boat and waved goodbye. And sailed back over a year and in and out of weeks and through a day and into the night of his very own room, where he found his supper waiting for him. And it was still hot. So I hope you guys enjoyed that story because it's a very good story to show us what happens in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. So now, So now that we all have our beginning, middle, and end, I'm going to share with you what I got for my beginning. So for my beginning, I put that Max plays mischievous wolf and is sent to his room for misbehaving. And we see this at the very beginning. Next, what I put for the middle was that Max magically travels to the land of the wild things to become the king. And we see this towards the middle. And lastly, for the end, I put that he returns home to find his supper waiting and still hot. And we see this when he starts to feel lonely and smell something good far away. So he decides to return back home and he finds his supper still hot. So that's what I got for my beginning, my middle, and my end. Now, guys, do you have any more questions? Okay, well, if there's no more questions, please bring me your journals.